Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of the book, Men Alive. Jim, you and I read a book by Rod Dreher recently entitled, Live Not by Lies. The title was taken from Alexander Solzhenitsyn's last speech to the Russian people before he was exiled to America back in 1974 after years in the Gulag prison system of communist Russia. What did you learn from this phrase, live not by lies?
First off, Paul, we need to look at the origin of lies. The Bible calls our enemy Satan the father of lies, which means any lie at any time from any person has its origin with the father of lies. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said that if we mathematically heard someone say 2 plus 2 equals 500, we would laugh and say that's impossible. But if they said 2.0 and 2.1 equal 4, we would pause and think, well, maybe they are rounding off the final number to 4, and so it is partially correct.
The intent of Lewis's illustration was to tell us that the closer a lie is to the truth, the easier it is to be deceived.
Is this a good time to tell our listeners a now humorous story of how you and I were deceived on the same day by the same taxi driver at the same time?
We may laugh about it now, but we were not laughing at that time.
Paul, the night before you and I flew to Istanbul, I had watched a DVD with my wife. It was called The Illusionist, the story of a magician who was able to deceive people, not knowing that you and I were about to be deceived. We arrived in Turkey and stayed at the Ambassador Hotel in downtown Istanbul by the Blue Mosque tourist area. Sunday morning, we wanted to go to the Union Church in Istanbul. The hotel manager told us to use a cab that had a meter. So we approached a yellow cab outside the hotel that had a meter and showed him the address. We both got in the back seat and off we went.
He took us on an unsolicited extended city route to get where we wanted to go. Normal fare, we found out later, would have been about 9 lira. We were up to 29 lira when he finally stopped. All we had was a 50 lira note, so I handed him the money. Sorry, I don't have change, the driver said, so I dug around and found a $20 US bill worth approximately 30 lira. Just then the driver said, if you have a $100 bill, I can give you change in lira. At that moment, we should have discerned something was wrong. If the driver had no change for a 50 lira bill, how was he going to have lira to change a $100 bill?
But no, good old Dr. Jim says, I have a $100 bill and I hand my US 100 to the driver. He then turns around and points out the back window to show us where we need to walk. As we are both looking out the window, he looks at Paul and adds, wait, it would be better if you just gave me your $20 US, that equals 30 lira, and I have enough change for the 20 US. The driver hands Paul back his 50 lira bill. Paul hands him the $20 US. At the same moment, he hands me back my $100 bill and gives Paul a 1 lira coin as his change for the 30 lira. Big smile. We bail out of the cab and head to church. The service ended. It was a nice, warm, sunny day, so we opted to walk back to our hotel. Passing a drugstore, I told Paul, I need a tube of toothpaste. Cost 1 lira.
Now it was my turn to be generous. Let me use my 50 lira and I get some change. So I handed the cashier my 50 lira bill. He rang it into his till and handed me back 4 1 lira coins. Wait, I protested. I gave you a 50 lira note. No, sir, came his exasperated reply. You gave me a 5 lira note. I can prove it. He showed us his cash register tab for how much has been rung up and proceeds to carefully count in front of us all the money in his till. It matches the total shown.
I looked at you, you looked at me, and almost in unison we said, that Turkey taxi driver switched the 50 lira bill for a 5 lira. We apologized to the clerk, walked out of the shop, and half laughed, half grumbled all the way back to our hotel. It was late afternoon and we were tired from our walk, so we both went to our rooms and grabbed a nap. Later, I got up and headed to your room. I felt bad about you losing 44 lira, so I proposed a solution. I said, Paul, I owe you some money, plus I'd like to contribute to the ripoff we had today. I reached into my pocket where I had placed the $100 bill the driver returned to me. As I handed it to Paul, we both began to laugh in a state of disbelief. My American $100 bill had changed into an American $1 bill. You and I like to believe we are both seasoned international travelers, but we had both been scammed on the same day by the same taxi driver in the same cab at the exact same time. We had met a master illusionist, a very good deceiver at that.
Like our mothers used to say to us kids, always check your change, boys.
But the grand finale to our story, Paul, came the next day when we arrived in Erbil in northern Iraq. Our host drove us to our hotel, and as we walked into the lobby of the hotel, the TV screen was showing the same movie I had watched earlier, The Illusionist.
We laughed and agreed that must be a training film for taxi drivers in Istanbul. You are listening to Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. We have an excellent offer for you today that identifies many of the deceitful and intimidating tactics of our only enemy, Satan. It is titled, Who is Our Enemy? You can receive a free PDF of Who is Our Enemy by sending Dr. Jim an email at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Ask for the PDF, Who is Our Enemy? Dr. Jim Cunningham is a lifelong learner with a passion and training to help adults to teach. Jim has written a book titled Men Alive, Conforming to the Image of Jesus Christ. In this book, he shares the 12 primary roles of a man. Each of the 12 chapters ends with a set of competencies required to fulfill that role. The related self-assessments make each role come alive. Your copy of Men Alive, available on Amazon.com and at GoTeachGlobal.com.
Pablo, let's make a transition to the title of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's speech called Live Not by Lies. Solzhenitsyn paid dearly for his views. He believed that the crisis that created communism was, as Dreher says, not political, but spiritual. You and I know that the enemy of our souls is called a murderer and the father of lies by Jesus Christ, the very one who created the angels in heaven who rebelled against God in a cosmic spiritual battle of light versus darkness and good versus evil. So let's establish our first truth. Satan is a liar and a deceiver, meaning all who choose to deny God's existence are also liar and deceivers.
Ouch! I'm sure some would like us to word that a little softer, but Jesus chose those words to identify our adversary, a murderer and the father of lies. So let me ask Jim, what's the main difference between lies and deceit?
Let's look at 1 John chapter 1. It says, This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you, God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. One author did a study of 1 John chapter 1 and described lies the following way. First, we lie to ourselves. This is called hypocrisy. We are lying if we say we have fellowship with God but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. Second, we lie to others. This is called duplicity. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. Third, we lie to God. This is called apostasy. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts.
That makes it very plain. Hypocrisy, lying to ourselves. Duplicity, lying to others. And apostasy, lying to God. Lying is telling ourselves or saying something to others or God that we know is not true, false, or wrong. Sometimes we may make a mistake and say something that is not correct, but once we recognize it is wrong, we correct our statement. That is somewhat normal. How do we deal with people who try to deceive us by telling partial truths?
I was born in a small town of a few hundred people, no traffic lights. Neighbors rarely locked their front doors or cars, and people tended to tell the truth to each other. Truth and trust, the two elements of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Scripture says our Lord was full of grace and truth. Jesus said He was the way, the truth, and the life. If Satan is the father of lies, our Lord Jesus Christ is the father of truth.
From our research for our book Standing Strong Through the Storm, we found that deceit is talked about in many parts of Scripture. 1 Peter 2:21-23 says, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in His steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when He was insulted, nor threatened revenge when He suffered. He left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly."
We live in a world of lies and deceit. The key for us is to speak the truth in love, to let our speech be with grace, seasoned with salt, kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God, for Christ's sake, has saved us. Christ never deceived anyone. When insulted, He never responded with revenge, but left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. By His grace, we can learn to do the same, to speak the truth in love, to live not by lies. I trust our Istanbul taxi deceiver comes to know Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. I'll leave his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. I will choose to live not by lies.
There you have it, men. Our goal is to become transformed to the image of Christ, to be men alive. You can learn more about how to identify deceit and live not in lies. Send Dr. Jim an email asking for the PDF, Who is Our Enemy? Contact him at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com for the PDF, Who is Our Enemy? Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. Our website is goteachglobal.com. And until next time, I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks, on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to become men alive, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.